The Ute Indians had brought a buck here. They neutered this young buck here, and he raised him a pet, and he would follow the Ute over to Achi. Follow them back. Well, they called him Bucky. Bucky grew up and finally got to join all the Ute of railway employees out of the shop at Achi. There may be some of you here who are acquainted with it. And the Ute could take him back, but Bucky would only go to the top of Baxter Pass and come back. So the Ute Railway contacted me, and they loaded Bucky in a car, and I contacted Harold Bryan, and I said, "Harold, I don't want to kill the deer. Can I bring you up and turn him loose on your 40 acres up there?" Well, I did. And have you ever been there when that deer was up on the porch and eating bread off the table? Well, mistakes the poor thing made. It was probably anywhere. And those mountain cabins, thank heavens we didn't have the public health laws that we do now. Although I know there's no one dying prematurely on account of lack of it. Dear lady in the homestead there, I don't know that she was down to the hornet section of the Montgomery Ward catalog or not. Instead of closing the door, she did. She looked up and Pussy was looking in the face. Well, she screamed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are taking facts. I've got them all down in my daily journal. Tragedy was her husband, Joe, hit Bucky with an axe. And that ended that segment of